Blog Talk Radio.
Let her play.
Mm-hmm.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
so excited. Instead of screaming, I'm going to sing happy birthday. I make my own birthday cake each year, so I know exactly what I'm going to have, and I'm going to sing happy birthday. And that's why I came on my birthday to share, hopefully, my birthday wishes and my birthday with you, because I am on vacation. And I were having all kinds of technical problems, but I wanted to say hello and tell you what was going to happen this week. So wait a minute. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. I finally turned 16. Happy birthday to me. Yes, I am
Bonnie,
so
do you
excited.
Have me muted?
Where are you? I can't find you.
I'm here.
Oh, my goodness, Susan. I can't even use the board. I have no numbers. I have a couple numbers on the board.
Oh, I know. I can't get on Skype. I had to try to I had to find a call you on my CapTel phone, which, of course, your scream just literally now my other ear is deaf. And the singing, my poor operator is going, what the hell is that?
Well, honey, you know, it's really strange, but I ate my own birthday cupcake, although I am going out at 2 o'clock. That's why Susan and I wanted to rock this show, and I couldn't not be with Susan or with my other co-hosts or my chatters friends and callers. So we
tried like heck. I mean, it took me two phones and two computers to finally be able to connect. I mean, it's just like crazy.
I know, and I don't understand. It happened last week, too, but I'll tell you, you'd think on my birthday that they would have the straight. I mean, 16 is a big number. You know what I mean?
That's true. Sweet 16.
Yes! And you know what the best thing is? All my friends have offered to give me readings for my birthday, and that is so special.
Oh, Lord, I know. Have
well,
mercy.
Wait, maybe they didn't offer to do my readings. I told them to do my readings. Does that sound better? And that's my special day, my special thing. So, Susan, get your cards out. It won't be now, but, you know, you're going to rock my reading. And I got Kelly.
Yes, I am. I gave you that as a birthday present.
I sent you
on Facebook. Please, everyone go to Bonnie's Facebook. I found the best picture for a fairy witch of her that is so Bonnie's essence, and you have to take a look at it. It is awesome.
Honey, I'll tell you what, the only thing I'm missing on that page, and I don't know, I hadn't gotten down to her shoes, was I would be rocking thigh-high leather black boots. That's the other thing.
Yes, that's true. The picture doesn't go down that low, so you may be doing it anyway. Mm-hmm.
That's right. I mean, when I saw that picture, Susan, you couldn't have, and it meant so much to me, you couldn't have rocked a better picture for me, of me, and to me. So I can tell you I love it. I am so appreciative of you even trying to find it. And you know how much I love your reading, so OMG, you just better get those cards of smoking, girlfriend. But I wanted to tell everybody what's going to go on this week, because you and I are not going to be on after today. And really,
that's
just
true. We're on vacation.
We're on vacay, and I'm broadcasting live from St. George Island. It's in Florida. It's in the Panhandle. I'm here with my fam, and they're taking me to my favorite at 2 o'clock. They're taking me to, it's called Coffee and Chocolate Shop. So, Susan, you already know, I've already eaten a cupcake. I ran 6 miles today, and now I'm eating back the calories that killed me to run. But, you know, it's my birthday.
Well, as long as it balances out, sweetie. You know, birthday is off limits for calorie counting or cutting back on, you know, the good stuff. And that's the way it goes.
Well, do you know that Jupiter is out of my sign of expansion in July 16th, 2 days. And thank the dear universe for that, girl. Because I'm telling you,
you're going to quit expanding. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I am. I have to. I can't take it. I mean, I really can't. I can't, you know, I wear my clothes so tight anyway that when I gain 5 pounds, I'm 3 sizes up.
Well, that's because you're so tiny. You're so little.
Yeah.
I can gain 5 pounds, and it's like, you know, nobody notices.
Oh, but you're stunningly gorgeous, my dear, dear sister.
Oh,
so
you're
don't
so
let
sweet.
Anybody listen to her, because she's thin, she's tall, she's redheaded, and she's feisty. So, I mean, what more can you want in a woman?
I have a smart mouth on me. That's what really makes our friendship work.
Absolutely. And now we have Kelly on. Kelly's another co-host of ours, and she's offered to do my Atlantean life and birth cards. It won't be today,
ooh,
Kelly. I so
yeah.
appreciate it, girlfriend. And
hey, I got a quick question from chat. Somebody would like, Nimbus Moon would like to know what your favorite cake is. And I just said you can't see chat with us today because you're out there, but it's like and we found Melissa. It's like yeehaw.
Oh, fabulous. We're gonna put Melissa. Hi, I wanna just say, is it what was the name of my chatter, Nimbus Moon?
Nimbus Moon. Nimbus Moon would like to know what kind of cake you like.
Okay. It's so strange, and I'm so glad you asked me this. And by the way, Moon, I'm a moon too, so I love you so much. My favorite cakes always used to be chocolate. Well, I would guess about 5 years ago, I went to vanilla. I don't know why, but it's got to be a certain type of vanilla cake, really moist, with a thick, thick vanilla icing. And I'm in heaven, but you know, it's the weirdest thing because I'll take a chocolate with a vanilla, but it's weird. I don't eat chocolate anymore. And so I'll tell you what I made myself, and you're all going to laugh because it tastes like vanilla. And everybody would say red velvet because that was my favorite cake, because red velvet does taste like vanilla, I think. So
yeah, rock that.
Yeah, well, yeah, I love the red. But what I made today for myself and every birthday, it seems like I get it. The confetti cake with the confetti icing. So the confetti cake is all vanilla. It just has little sparkles in it of different colors, which is so me. And then the icing is vanilla with jimmies of different colors. We call them jimmies up north. So I rock Nimbus Moon vanilla in any color.
And did you make that?
I did. I wish I could show
it to
you.
Oh, my God. Bonnie.
Right. Well, it didn't come out.
Who has dust in her kitchen because she relies on her son and husband to cook.
I know. Well, they
it's like you made your own birthday cake.
Good for you. Well, do you know why I had to do that? Because the thing is that they refuse to make box cake, so they're going to do it from scratch, and we just don't have enough time. I was too hungry after running 6 miles, so I opened the box of confetti, and I made it myself. But I'll tell you, tonight for dinner, I want everybody to know what my son is cooking me. I am having fresh crab. He went and they caught crab. I don't like killing animals, but they killed those crabs. And they pick the crabs, and they're making this crab cake with no filling, but like a panko coating on the outside, flash fried, which is not fried for them. You wouldn't even be able to tell. It just gives it a coating. And then if you saw the shrimp, it was panko top shrimp with fresh avocado and a balsamic glaze. It was, oh, my God. God, it was so good, everyone. I'm going to tell you, I asked him to do it for me again tonight. Everything is fresh, and they're just too phenomenal. The only thing is I am not cleaning up. It is my birthday, and I refuse to clean up.
There you go. That's how I always had that rule. It's like I always had husbands who cooked, and it was like, okay, you cook, I'll clean up. But on my birthday, it was like, no, they did it all.
Well, listen, I have a special guest, everyone. I'm so excited to announce her. I know she's going to be a little embarrassed, right, Melissa? No, wrong, because she rocks like we do. She calls herself unbelievable. She is a rocker just like us. Her name is when you see her name, it's the Heavy Metal Medium. I'm so excited because I met her, and I wanted her to join me on my birthday, and I know we're going to rock Melissa's Akashic Records, Susan. I can't wait to see what Melissa comes, you know, to this life with.
That's very big of you to give up your birthday time to open somebody's Akashic Records. Oh, my goodness. Good karma, Bonnie. Good karma.
Well, listen, Susan, you do not get away with that. I'm calling you, and you're giving me my reading. And again, Kelly, you're not getting away with it either. Neither is the rest of the show this week. I'm going to make Leslie, Andrew. I'm going to make, we'll see Brenda and Annabelle next week. Are you kidding? I'm going to have them rock my birthday all month long with reading.
Now that sounds like the Bonnie I know.
Thank you. I love that. Melissa, where are you?
Can you hear me? Hello.
Right. There we go.
I hear you, Melissa. Hi, girlfriend.
Happy birthday.
Hi, Melissa.
This is Susan, Melissa.
Yeah, hi. She told me so much about you. Wow, I love it.
It was just the most awesome thing. Bonnie just found me, and we were like, hello. We're like sisters from, like, really far away. This is awesome.
I believe in no coincidences. None whatsoever.
And the funny thing is, we're rocker chicks, you know? Is your voice as good as mine, Melissa?
Don't answer that.
That's
a loaded question.
Melissa, is your voice as good as mine? Because I know there's people that would want to hear you.
No, you know, I'm married to a metal band, but I'm not in the band for a reason.
Do you think you could ask if I could be in the metal band? Because that's just my dream. You know, I told you I think I want to be Lady Gaga, but only I don't like the meat thing or the throw-up thing. But I do like the Lady Gaga thing in the beginning, and I love her clothes. Do you think they'd want me in their band?
I can ask. They do have a singer, technically, already. But I could ask, you know. I mean, you never know. We might be playing a show in your area, and they just might bring you up to sing with them. You never know what happens.
Susan, I got it. Well, okay. Here, Melissa, I'm going to give you a little bit.
Melissa, you're so good. Here we go.
I just have to sing so that you can tell the heavy metal band what I do. Okay, ready? Twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. How did that go?
When they do a song about Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, you for sure.
Actually, if you've ever heard Madonna sing without iTunes, I mean without fine tune, it's probably the same.
So. Thank you. Oh, that was the best birthday gift you guys could have given me.
Oh, my God. Somebody in chat said that it was like, no, it sounded like her dog howling. And that was Kelly. Oh,
was
Kelly, go shot.
Kelly, you're going to have to really make this up to me. But, Melissa, I want you to tell everybody, because you also have your own radio show, and you are a medium, and I'm so excited to, like, talk to you. I can't wait till you bring me something. But today, we're bringing it to you, girlfriend. Finally, we always have medium psychics, intuitive. We have fairy peeps. We have crystal healers. We have everything on this show, and they all want their Akashic Records, and we've opened many. So we're excited, Melissa. Are you ready to have yours done?
I am ready. I have been interested in doing this for a long time, and with all of the things that I've got going on for myself, because I am a medium and an astrologer, and I do personal development. I'm a life coach. I'm all kinds of things, and I teach. And I just haven't had time to have my Akashic Records open, and I'm so excited right now.
Oh, we're excited for you. And wait, we have to tell you, because so everybody knows, Susan and I rock all those credentials. And we rock, we're counselors and all kinds of stuff. So you fit right in here, girlfriend. And we are going to, I'm hoping that you love this show enough, because you know what I was talking to you about. So, Susan, I'm going to let you go for it, and I'm going to see if anybody floats on in.
And you're going to see if you can be quiet for a moment?
You know that's impossible. You know that's impossible.
You're going to give it. You're going to give it a shot. You're going to
give
it
a
shot. Yes.
For Melissa, I'll
okay.
give it a shot. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Hey, Bonnie has told me so much about you, and I'm really curious as to what's going to come up in your Akashic soul record, your journal that you wrote. First thing I need to know is how old you are.
I am 37 and a half.
37 and a half?
Oh, I'm so much younger than you, Melissa, but it's okay. We could still be friends.
I know, but, you know, there's very few 16-year-olds that I'd hang out with, but I'll make the exception for you.
Thank you.
Okay, you're
Thank
still
you.
Yeah, you're still young enough that you put a half in there. So, okay. It's like once you get to past a certain age, it's like the day before your birthday, you're still saying, "No, I'm only 58." It's like tomorrow I'll be 59. Well, how old are you? 58. So, okay.
And the day starts tomorrow.
Okay, let's see. Well, you are in a particular soul window where basically what it is it's called, what I like to call, it's called the big girl soul window. And it is when what happens is that you, in the past couple of years, you've let go of kind of young girl ways of thinking and started thinking in terms of how a woman thinks. Where's the future going to go? What is my mark going to be on the world? Versus
right.
a young girl's way is like, it's like, wow, you know, how, let me see if I can find a partner. You know, he's cute. It's like, gee, you know, is my ass too big? Yeah.
wait, I have a song that came to me, everyone. It's called Witchy Woman. You know that song?
I love that song.
Don't
I know
sing
that.
It.
I can't because I don't. I won't do. It's Stevie. No, is it? No, it's the Eagles. It's singing about Stevie Nicks. So I can't do that because I love Stevie Nicks. But that song came to me. They keep playing it to me. So that song is for you, Melissa.
Awesome.
Go ahead, Sue.
Okay. So, that's where you are at the moment. It's like you're moving into your woman's wisdom years, and that's going to go on until like maybe your early 40s, and then you kind of like rewire and get ready for what they call moving into the Cryon Return, which is the biggest soul window that there is. Right now, it's like
that's
just...
That's what Susan
did. Yeah, that's right. that's and it's like, so what you want, so what you're looking at life is that you're looking at life in a bigger and broader perspective. Basically what it is that you've like come out of the bedroom of your life and you've now moved in to realize that you have a whole house that you can live in.
Right.
There's a living room and a bedroom, another bedroom and, you know, oh my God, I've got a backyard. And that's basically what you're energetically working on right now in this part of your life. Excuse me, I'm catching my throat.
Stop being a voyeur, Susan. Get out of her house and start giving her the messages, okay?
No, it is. I tend to put one spot of my house, and I don't leave it. And I need to get out of the house is what it is. I need to get out into the world instead of so much time in my office.
I take it you work from home?
I do work from home, yes.
Okay. Okay, so the next question I'm going to ask you is what your career is. I mean, past and present.
Past, I was a secretary or office manager. The present, I do run my own business, doing my mediumship, life coaching, astrology. It all goes into my basic life coaching. And I'm a teacher as well of all of those things.
Okay, when you say you're a teacher, are you an educational teacher or are you a metaphysical teacher?
I'm a metaphysical teacher. I work for a specific site that runs courses on all of this stuff that we do. So I teach a whole bunch of lovely people all over the world how to do mediumship, how to read an astrology chart, and how to believe in themselves, which is most important.
Okay.
Most important.
How old were you when you started doing that, when you came out of the secretary, corporate office management, administrative?
I left that world and never went back, both by choice and because I just never did. I was about 32, I think, last I did that job.
Okay, how old were you?
About 32. It was about 5 years ago.
About 5 years ago, okay. That's just about the right timing. Okay, and the next thing I want to ask you is what your gifts are?
I'm a medium, psychic, empath, loudmouth, if that's considered a gift. If that's considered a gift. But, yes, I use all three, and then I use whatever tools I'm pulled to use, such as tarot, astrology, et cetera.
Okay. Okay, and what is it that you like the most about yourself?
This is going to sound kind of creepy, but this is the way I see it. I love talking to dead people. It's my favorite thing in the world.
No, me too. I love talking to dead people. Ask Susan. I think this is my reading. Susan, tell her. Don't I love talking to dead people?
It's the truth. When you're all alone and you're by yourself, you have friends to entertain you every time. And I love it, and I love being able to use that to help other people.
She would rather play in ecoplasm than anything else. So,
and I have to tell you,
I pass it along to her. I've had my fill of it.
Well, I have to tell you though, Melissa, this is so funny because this is what I say. It's so much cheaper to have a party with dead people because you don't have to buy the liquor and you don't have to buy any like decorations. You don't have to get ready for like days because they come fully equipped. So go ahead.
Exactly, and they always show up on birthdays.
Yeah,
I did. Oh,
yeah,
Melissa,
all you have to do is get rid of the energetic residue. So anybody else that follows in your house behind you goes, "What's wrong with your house?"
They're all pretty used to it by now.
Okay. Okay, the first thing, when I can't actually open your records, that's something that you do for me. And when they open, it's basically they're in a writing that I don't understand. I can't read it. So what they do is that they give me...
I can.
No, you can't. In symbols that show me what it is that they're trying to say. And so when you opened up, there's two parts, like the yin and the yang. The top part is the tools that you came into life with use, and the bottom part is the foundation that you are carrying from why you wrote this particular journey and what it is that you are trying to address in this life. And the first thing I picked up as tools here. I got a heck of an echo. Does anybody else hear this?
Yeah, it just sort of all of a sudden.
Started echoing. All right. Well, it'll probably move out of it. The tools that I'm seeing here are really kind of obvious. All right. It's like I'm seeing a
wand,
like a
wand. I thought first. Okay.
All right. That's exactly what I was going to say. Was a wizard wand. Okay. Yes. She's getting better and better at being able to tap into what it is that I'm seeing, and now I'm never going to have a chance to say and get a word in twice. Okay.
Go ahead, sister.
All right.
Go ahead.
But this is a wizard wand. All right. And what this tells me is that even though everything that you're doing is in female energy, which is where most gifts lie, in female energy, your tools are very masculine based, okay? It is what this tells me here is that the tools that you came in here to use is to teach people how to become more powerful within themselves. It's
right.
about teaching, letting them understand that they that they're a generator within themselves, and that they can tap into everything around them: elemental, spiritual, metaphysical, angelic, God spark. It's whatever it is that they resonate. And the reason why that it's a wizard tool, I mean a wizard wand, and not like
a fairy
wand
like mine, because I have that.
What did you say?
I said, well, she can have the fairy wand. That's mine.
Exactly. Okay. You are the exact polar opposite of Bonnie. Okay. Bonnie goes around and sprinkles fairy dust on everyone, and then and soaks them all up with fairy dust, and then
runs away.
Does a big wish and go, God, I hope this works. Right. With you, basically with a wizard wand, okay, your tool is that you have a direct zap. I mean, you go for a core, all right? And then what happens is that zap opens up like blocked areas in that person's energetic imprint of what they came in here. You've been given the gift to be able to see what they're capable of, and what they're showing me is that your abilities are like a taser, okay? Some people can take it, some people can't, right? But that's how your energy moves into them, and your information is like a taser, right? And the ones that pray for you and they say, look, I'm tired of dragging my butt. I need a jolt. I need to see, and I need to see now. They find you, okay? Is this
be me, although I see. Listen, Melissa, you need to zap me because I want every metaphysical gift that's on this planet and in the universe now.
I keep on telling her that I have no intention of visiting her in the psycho ward, but she doesn't want to listen.
Melissa, I'm finding you. Okay, go ahead.
Do you understand what I've said, Melissa? Do you resonate with this?
I absolutely do. In fact, a lot of people have a lot of fear for me because I do just that. I go right for the roots, and that's my calling in life. Is the funny thing is, Bonnie, is that in the chat room that I work with, I am known as Fairy Mother, spelled the correct way, by the way, F-A-E-R-Y. But I've always been associated with a wand, but it's never been a fairy wand. So
no, this is never. This is a wizard's wand. This is
right.
This is Merlin.
When you
girl.
Get older, as you move into your 50th year, when I said that it's like tasering, it's going to get even more intense. So that you will have to. It's a gift that you're going to learn at how to roll back how much you can actually give someone.
Right
now, where your wizard and your tasering is going that it's more like spirit is just, you know, zapping everyone at 100 volts. Those that are still standing, great. You know, the rest of them, and you know, it's like, well, come back around
to
the second room. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. We haven't even gotten that far, but I need a taser. I need one now because there's a few gifts I want that I have, but I want them to come in a little clearer, and you're the perfect one to send them to me. Even though I rock a little Morgana energy, I'm still a fairy.
Well, Well, you know, the site that I work with, it's not just about sending you the gifts. Everybody has them. It's about teaching you how to work with them.
Oh, exactly. I do work with them. That's the difference between a fairy wand and a wizard wand. Okay.
Okay.
A wizard wand, it's like a wizard wand, basically, it's like the buttons are all there and they're stuck and they're frozen. And you laser them, you taser them, okay? And those buttons, the rust comes off and they open up, okay? it's like they keep on showing me the scene from Moonstruck when Cher smacks what's his face?
Get over
I can't remember
it.
Yeah,
That's it.
Bonnie, if you don't be quiet, that's it. I'm not giving you a reading.
That's so sad.
I mean it.
Okay.
I know. I think you're. If I knew that you didn't drink, I swear to God, you would. I swear to God, you were drunk. Now she's so happy it's her birthday. Okay, so let me finish this, all right?
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, so that's what I'm trying to say to you is about how this wizard energy, and as you get older, what's going to happen is that you're going to be able to control it better, all right? It's going to be a living thing within you that moves forward and backward. Right now, it gets away from you sometimes. Okay, and that's why some people go, whoa, no, too much. I'm sorry, that's it. You know, thanks a lot. And then other people have gone, oh, my God. You hit it. Oh, my God. And you change their life. And you'll be able to regulate that as when you hit the closer to 50 that you get. Now, your foundations with even a wizard wand, is basically full head-on military warrior energy.
Princess.
Okay, it is an energy that you carried for lifetime after lifetime, even though you spent lifetime after lifetime being connected with wizard energy, being connected with elemental, Morgana energy, druid, goddess, the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere along the line, you slipped into male empowerment, okay?
Yeah.
And I think it was because being persecuted as a female, all right? And you spent lifetime after lifetime literally trying to bury that spiritual feminine energy, right? That elemental goddess healing. What's that?
Well, I didn't want to interrupt, but I do see a lot of male energies from past lives. But she was a cute male. She was like a skinny thing, you know, that really was fighting for all kinds of things.
And it's because you were so persecuted as a female in your gentleness and your healing and your elemental and the fairiness and the goddess and everything, that basically you made the decision that you went, screw this. I want power. I want power. And the lifetime after lifetime of accumulating what it's like to feel powerful. And now what you've done is that in the last maybe one or two lifetimes.
Yeah, that's what I got.
The wizard energy, the goddess energy, the elemental energy, the magic. Okay, the mysticism has been creeping in, but you still carry so much of that warrior's energy, and so what you're trying to do is that's why the wizard energy came through first, and you're trying to blend, get the elemental, the wizard energy, the healing energy through. In a way that is comfortable with you, and that is through power. And as you get older, that power will gentle out and gentle out and gentle out. so that more than likely your next, and you also chose a female form this time, okay?
Yeah.
But you've got, but an edgy female form.
Yeah.
All right?
She does.
And so that what you're trying to do is you're trying to reclaim that feminine spiritual part of yourself.
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, and the older you get, the more you're going to see that come into your life.
And that's very true, because I came into this life as with an Aquarian son, which is very male.
Oh, my husband. Yes,
With a Cancer ascendant, so I'm both of you, as a matter of fact, Bonnie.
Yes. Oh my God.
And the older I get, the more that Cancer ascendant shows versus the analytical Aquarian part of me, which in some ways really frustrates me. Because I like to be logical-based than emotional-based, but at the same time I can appreciate the Cancer coming in because it actually helps me be more maternal. I mean, I have children everywhere, it seems, and, you know, it's a good balance of both.
Yes, it is a really good balance of both, because I got to tell you, that Aquarius, and I know Kelly's listening because she's an Aquarius, it is so freaking smart and so analytical. That if you, that Cancer just I think that's why I hate to say this, but I think, you know, when I'm looking at your past life and I see when you took those male forms, even though you were powerful, it was like I'm looking at, and I'm not saying you are, but I'm looking at Arthur pulling a sword from the stone. So Arthur was not a big boy, you know, he wasn't but he was more in touch with. He was liked by everyone. He was a male form. He was powerful, what he needed to be, especially in his older years. But you never rocked the big warrior like 6'3", like that. The warrior.
Very man. Exactly. Yeah, The Mists of Avalon is like my favorite book in the world. Anything about that time, it's interesting that you guys bring up parts of...
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's when you were your most powerful. That's
yes.
when you
because
were...
Because Merlin was there. Yeah,
I knew. Yeah, I knew that I was there at one time. I knew it. I have
so
a
was
big
I.
To England
so
because
I.
I know I've been times.
Is there any question that you would like to ask me before Bonnie jumps in
but
and then none of us will get a word in edgewise?
No, actually, I think you did a beautiful job. The only question I have is I would like to have both of you on either one of my shows at some point. It would be fantastic.
That is so sweet. Hey, you know what? We're talking about that.
We'll rock.
We'll rock. Absolutely. But that's if you come and do our show.
Yes, absolutely. We will definitely get together and do that because I think you ladies are just awesome. And I'm so happy.
Thank you. Yes, the reality of it is why Bonnie and I work so well together is that I'm the only one living, walking this planet that knows how to get to Bonnie to be quiet.
Well, don't let her fool you, Melissa, because I be quiet because I know what cues she's giving me. So there, ha. But I can't be quiet.
I have to be honest. There are times when I get in the zone and spirit has taken off and I am just, I mean, the information is just pouring out. And God bless Bonnie. She sits there quiet as she can be. And I can literally feel the energy chomping at the bit until finally she says, are you done? Are you done?
I know. I can't
so
take
I have,
it.
I have to give her credit that when she knows spirit is working through me and I'm in zone, she does on her own accord. Be
yes,
quiet.
I do. I do. It's not easy, though. It's very not easy.
No.
Because I can see, you know, I get better and better at seeing what Susan sees. And I want to say it, but I don't because Susan's telling you. So, you know, when she starts looking in your Akashic records and I jump right in there, we see it and it's really cool. But then I want to say something. She's giving it to you. So it's really tough. I chop my lips and believe me, I've got enough chapstick to, you know, probably take stock in it. But that's okay. But, hey, I'm going to put you on the spot real quick. And if you don't worry about it. It is my birthday today. Is there anybody that is around me?
You know what, actually, yes. And I want to say that there's, you talked about Jupiter leaving and your expansion leaving, and I know you were talking about your waist.
Yes.
At the same time, I am actually shown a specific, I want to say that this is a specific, a specific project that you've been wanting to do for a really, really long time, and it's, the way that I'm shown it is that there's sparklies all around it. And I want to see more energy because you have a very sparkly energy. You know, it's just your fairy wand. You that fairy dust comes out of you basically. And when it's something that you love and you really, really want, it's like you surround that thing with the sparklies. And this is kind of you putting the energy into it and drawing it to you. There is a very specific project that involves what you're doing that is really about to just explode. And when I say explode, those sparkles everywhere. And also I want to tell you that there's a particular lady that's with you. I mean, you have a lot of people around you because it's your birthday, but there's one in particular. She was just like you in so many ways, or I want to say you are just like her. And
would that be my mother?
I was going to say,
yes.
She reminds me a lot of a mother type, and the two of you were like best friends. I mean best friends, inseparable when she was living. And she's literally got a glass. You may not be a drinker, but I know she kind of enjoyed a cocktail every now and then.
Yeah,
and literally being told, you know, it's a cocktail. It's something on ice, okay? We don't mix it. If you're going to drink it, drink it. That's how she was. She's got her cocktail. She's sitting down. She's like, okay, I'm ready for the party. Let's go. So,
Me too. I'm ready. Melissa, you know, that's the best birthday gift you could give me. And, you know, my big thing, and I think you know that, is I want to showcase, besides us, I want to bring my peeps with me. And when I talk about my peeps, you know who those are. They're people like you. They're people like Kelly. The people that didn't get to get out there that are so fabulous. They just didn't, you know, write 50 million books at this point. And,
right,
you know,
right.
I want to showcase everything that I can. So I'm hoping that you see that in this, because this sparkly project is so important to metaphysics. It's so important, I think, to spirit, that it's so close to my heart that I know it's going to be, when it rocks, it's going to rock and roll.
I have to agree. And what I'm really being shown here, if I may, is that
yes.
It's similar to something that has been resonating with my heart and something that I've wanted to do for a long time. This is bringing out what we do into the limelight.
Absolutely.
Reason why, but not the Hollywood part of it, not the, you know, I'm getting to the point where I'm going to start doing some paranormal investigations, which I'm super, super excited about. But I want to bring mediumship to it. I want to do it for a reason. I want to go into these places. I want to help these dead people cross over. I want to, you know, I want to help. I don't want to just showcase that, yes, you can prove that they're there. No, I want to show you how you can prove that they're there and use it as a way to teach people how this actually works. And it sounds to me like something that's very, very similar, and I would love part of
absolutely.
It. You better.
Oh, honey, I'm not letting you go, and I got to tell you this. I did paranormal investigation. In fact, I have a team I want to put together because I know the top of the top, but see, it's tough for all of us to get into the same city, and people who usually have those kind of hauntings or those kind of aberrations or even loop energy, it's tough for them to pay for us to get there. And I'm talking people from all over the country that are the best of the best, I think. But I have to tell you, I did do paranormal investigations, right, Susan? I went in remotely with a paranormal team and told them where to go. I agree with you. I have a girlfriend who's probably listening, Brooke. She reads the energies off the walls and floors, and she knows how to cross them over. That was her job. She says people don't understand how to do that, that you have to give knowledge to what is going on and respect, even though it might be horrible and horrific, and then you cross that, if it is a spirit, back over, because until you recognize what happened to them, for them, with them, or from them, they're not going anywhere.
Exactly. And you have to help them. I'm a firm believer that, you know, we help the living and we help the dead.
Yeah.
Because that has their own emotional issues that they need to work through. So it makes no sense to me saying that if somebody dies, that's it. They're done with their issues. That's baloney. It doesn't always work.
Yeah, on that. And
oh, yeah.
How many people have been attacked by angry spirits or poltergeists or...
Your grandfather, who is actually just trying to get their attention, but they're not paying attention. And that was the other part of it. I want to be able to teach people that, you know, you may not
reach them.
Haunted house. You may have a family member that's just moving things and turning the lights off and shutting the doors because they're standing in front of you trying to talk to you and you're not paying attention.
Well, I got to tell you two things. One is, I got to tell you a few things, probably a million things, but I'm going to try to just kind of compile it all down here. But I do have to tell you that there was a favorite part in a show of mine that kind of describes that. There was a woman who called in a paranormal team, and she said that she had this moving and that moving. Her kid was really scared, and she wanted them to in fact, it was on Paranormal State, which was the first show out, and I really liked him, and I don't know what happened to him because I don't watch shows like that, but Spirit doesn't let me. But anyway, he went in, and when they found out, she wanted it gone, she was scared, her kid was scared, and it turned out it was her father. Her father didn't know her because he died when she was 5, but he wanted to know the grandson. And when she found that out, she said, oh, my goodness, I'm starting to chill. That would mean somebody's here. So that when she found that out, she says, you know, I don't want to get rid of him. Because he gave her the choice. Do you want us to, you know, to talk to him and tell him not to come back, or do you want him with you? She said, you know, I didn't know my father, and the memories I had of my father weren't great. But she said that was because of the divorce situation. But, you know, if he's there to protect my son, I want him to stay. And they went and visited the house like 3 months later, and everyone was happy. So I can tell you that that's where the difference comes in when some people think, like you said, that it could be their father, could be their great-grandfather they didn't know, but are coming around to help. So I love that.
Right.
I love that.
Exactly. And I would love to be able to teach people. To
Absolutely.
Teach people how to communicate, or at least how to identify when it's your family, because
mm-hmm.
oftentimes there's people with family members all over them, and I feel bad for the family members because they're all standing there going, I've been trying to tell her, but she's not listening.
Hey, are you?
And I know how that is because my own
guide
smacked their forehead repeatedly, like, oh, there she goes again, you know. So,
well. I got to tell you, Susan and I's opening song, and I think you did hear it, is Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi. You know that rocks with all of us.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So
it is
it's great, dead and alive. I want them dead, and I want them alive. And there's no difference to me except that one is walking on this earth and the other one isn't. Right, Susan?
Yes, one's corporeal and one's all that gooey stuff, so...
Melissa, you're exactly one of the people we would want to put on the show because we want to feature everybody that's got all these gifts and can teach people. There is, and we want to do it in a funny, really funny, and really outrageous way. So I think I'm like really that's our project that I know is coming so quickly to fruition. I could feel it. I could, you know, the energy is there. So I'm so happy.
It literally is like you're standing in the middle of it. It's awesome. It's coming. I mean, you know, and it's not just coming because you want it to come. It's coming because it needs to be done. It
Absolutely.
Really does.
Absolutely.
It really does. So it's awesome.
Do you see a time frame?
Okay, when you asked that question, the first thing I was given was 3. So I'm not sure if that's 3 months from now, but I do see the fall as being of having a lot of power behind it, I would say. So a lot of things are going to be changing in the fall. I also want to say that you may be having to rearrange your schedule because there's so much coming up that you may have to rearrange your schedule. It may get a little bit overwhelming at first. But luckily, you have a fantastic team behind you that's going to help you out.
Ah, guess what? I am so ADD, I could be up 24/7 if this is what happens. I can do it, see it, feel it, and go for it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. She always tells me because I'm a little bit more laid back than she is, and she goes, oh no. It's like if I have to drag you half asleep everywhere, you know, where we need to be, you're coming.
I'm so happy, Melissa. This has been such a great birthday present, and I want you to know that I so appreciate you calling in. In fact, I have my whole board is lit up, and you are really the only person that I will take because I am headed out for a birthday celebration, and I want you to know how special I feel that you would come on the show for my birthday, and as special I feel for the message you gave me.
Well, thank you so much. I think it's awesome that you make your own birthday cake and you make much of it and you celebrate it because, you know, your birthday is your own personal New
Absolutely.
Year's party every year. And if people around you aren't going to celebrate it the way you want to, then dang it, do it yourself.
That's right. I totally agree. Well, do you know why? I have to tell you how this came about. It's not this year, but... I would be disappointed. I hate to say that, and people would say I'm a fairy bitch, but, you know, I don't like using that word with me, but, you know, hey, because
I'm a bitch and proud of it. Yeah. Sometimes you bitch panties on every now and then, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I did, and my friends were very upset because they'd buy me these big elaborate cakes. They were just gorgeous, but then when I bit into them, they were not good, and I looked so forward to having my birthday cake, so the next year I said to everybody, please don't, and I'm not around this year, so nobody's there to give me a birthday cake, but I said, please, I have a surprise for everybody. Just come to my birthday. Don't bring anything, not a cake, nothing. And so I had everything delivered, and I brought my own cake. And they loved it because, one, is they didn't feel obligated or like, what does she want this year? What does she want? And two is they loved my cake too. So that was the tradition that I started probably 10 years ago.
I think it's a great idea. I love it.
I know. People would just, you know, people were always wondering, oh, what cake this time? Or what does she like this time? And, you know, I didn't want them to do that. I just wanted them to celebrate being with me and me being with them. And so I took all the pressure off them. And we ordered, I mean, I'm going to tell you, it wasn't fancy. We went to this Italian restaurant that my son's friend owns, and I would order like 5 pizzas, different pizzas and salads, and then I brought my own cake. And everybody at first thought that was weird, but I'll tell you what, it worked out perfect. Me giving back to the friends that it means so much to me, because I'm not a really good friend to them as they are to me, I think. So this is my way of giving back to them on my birthday, and that's what I always did up until this year because I'm not home.
And it's awesome. You totally take the pressure off of the whole thing, and everybody just has a good time.
Yeah, I love that. And then, of course, and anybody that wants to know what I like and what my friends all sent me, because, you know, if you think, okay, they came empty-handed, a lot of them didn't, but what they came was with Starbucks gift cards. You can always, and I always tell everybody, you know, when they're looking to give people anything, like even their friends, family. In fact, I did this for my daughter when she was away, because Starbucks has food, coffee, tea, has anything you want, and you can give them increments of $1 to $50. So it doesn't matter. They see a Starbucks gift card. I don't know anybody who ever gets disappointed, at least in my world, with a Starbucks gift card.
You see, you know what? You might have found the one person who doesn't do Starbucks ever.
Really?
Like you were saying before in the beginning of the show, and Susan said, when it's your birthday, you should not worry about exercise,
yes,
putting on weight, any of those things. I would love, and unfortunately can't, but I would love to be able to have I don't have to worry about gluten-free on my birthday one day out of the year. And unfortunately, I have celiac disease, so I get really, really... And Starbucks is just one of those places where they're like, yeah, we can't really tell you what's in our coffee or tea. So I'm like, yeah, you drink your things.
Oh, my goodness. Do you want to hear something? I've got to tell you, Melissa, and then I'm going to, like, say hello and goodbye to everyone. But I have to tell you something. Celiac is not easy to live with. I'm a nurse. Celiac is not easy to live with. And it's, but once you figure out what you can't have, it is so nice. and you actually can have such a pain-free life. The problem is that it's a hard diet. It's not easy. It's not fun.
Yeah,
and,
it's not.
And I do, my kudos and hat is off to you, girlfriend.
Well, thank you. I look at it as, I found out a couple of years ago, and I really, really, really would rather look at it as at least I can live, because before
Absolutely.
I found out, I literally 2 years ago, I almost died from it. And
yeah.
so
wow.
when you look at it on those terms of, you know, I can't eat this and I can't eat that, it makes it very difficult. When you look at it in terms of I'd rather be able to eat what's fuel for my body and live, it makes a world of difference.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, I agree with you, and it does make a big difference. I knew a woman, 65, who at 64 got they couldn't figure out what was wrong with her and ended up putting her on a celiac diet, and she was in the hospital. She almost died, and she said her life has totally changed on that celiac diet, and she wished she knew because she had it younger, but just didn't know what it was. So she kind of avoided things, but always was not happy, you know, not really well, like in this, you know, in that area. And she never felt, after being on the celiac diet, she's like totally a new person. So I totally rock with this. It's not easy though.
Definitely.
You know?
It's like all the time, but, you know, to me, it was a lifesaver also. I don't worry about it. It is kind of a pain in the keister because we travel a lot.
Yeah.
Eating is difficult, but, you know, we make it through. We do what we got to do because we're leading a fantastic life, and in order to keep doing that, we got to keep living. So,
honey, you are living a fantastic life, and I got to tell you because I've got to get off, but I've got to tell you, can you please tell everybody about your show? Go ahead and please promote your show.
I do, pardon, my husband is starting up the car.
I do a
show.
Oh, my God. She does the same thing as you. I see Bonnie.
She tells me I do all the do time, and I never say it. Now we know who says it. It's Melissa.
I'm telling you, we're twins.
See, that's exactly why you two hit it off, is because of the do-do.
It is, and so many other things. But I do two shows. I do have two shows. I host the Heavy Metal Psychic on ParamaniaRadio.com every Saturday night, 5 p.m. Pacific. And I do this because heavy metal music is awesome, and it does, too, go with mediumship. And I also host two Wednesdays out of the month, I am a co-host on the Circle of Mediums with a lot of other fantastic mediums also. And I actually will be doing that show this Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on ParamaniaRadio.com also.
Wow. Well, Melissa, we wish you the best, the absolute most fabulous time. We wish you great things. We love you, and we know you'll be back.
Yeah.
And thank you for gracing us with your presence and your message on my birthday.
Well, thank you for having me on your birthday, and I hope you enjoy just a fantastic rocking day all day into tomorrow, because why not?
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, for the rest of the week. Yeah.
Yes.
Most of my friends
I'm a big
celebrate their birthday
the whole
3 weeks, the week before, the week of, and the week after.
Yes,
oh, that's
definitely.
Susan. You celebrate it every single day. Actually, so the whole month is yours. When October rocks, we're like birthday mode for Susan. When July rocks, we're birthday mode for Bonnie. So, and you know what, Aquarius, it's got to be either the end of January and February rocks for you, Melissa. But we're big in month-long birthdays.
Yeah, I celebrate the time that the sun moves into Aquarius until it leaves about 6 days later. Birthday today, Valentine's Day, I'm a love child. Miss Valentine's
Day. Aw, you're only the second person I ever know that's born on Valentine's Day. My girlfriend's son is. I think he's the 13th, but you're the 14th, and the 14 rocks. I'm 7-14, so you're what, 2-14? You're the 15th?
Yeah, the day after.
Okay, so wait, you mean they, okay, I get it. They made love and then you were there, is what you're saying.
the funny thing is that my husband was born 9 months later, so you can tell what his parents were doing on Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes, honey. I know. We used to laugh about it in the OB department. So we used to say they're all coming in a certain month because they all were, you know, wedding in a certain month. So I love that. But I hope to talk to you soon again, and you won't be a stranger. And thank you, thank you, thank you for this fabulous birthday message, because you know what, Melissa? This is the best birthday gift you could have given us. So thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you for having me come on and allowing me to enjoy your special day. And you guys, I'll be talking to you guys very soon.
Okay. Thank you, Melissa. Have a great day, and rock
for
hard.
You, Melissa. Oh,
rock
yeah,
hard,
thanks
girlfriend.
For rocking out with us.
Yes. Have a great
day. Have a good one, guys.
Thank you. Bye. Oh, my
Bye.
Goodness. Susan, is that amazing? Is that amazing? What a great message. Susan. Uh-oh, did I take Susan off? Susan, did I take you off?
You just unmuted me. Yes, yes.
Yeah,
hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you are. Hi. Yeah, you.
Susan.
Hello. Yeah.
Susan. Okay. Well, everyone, I just hope everybody enjoyed my birthday. I enjoyed being with everybody. I know I've got, Susan, I've got so many people on the board, and we hope that they call back. I just want to tell everybody what we're doing this week. This is Cal. Callie.
Yes.
I think Callie's on. Callie, baby. Okay. Let me tell everybody. Callie's
Susan. She's there.
I can't hear, but I have to tell you, Kelly's hosting the shows for the rest of the week because I'm on vacay. Tomorrow we're going to have, by popular demand, Andrew Romine. He is a fabulous healer, tarot card reader, and seer. He's intuitive. He's clairaudient. He's everything you can imagine. He helped with my daughter was having an issue, and he actually went in there and cleared up some things, as well as Susan did too. I thank both of you because my daughter is so much better, and I don't even know what to say except thank you to both you and everybody who sent her prayers and wishes. He will be on tomorrow at 1 to 2 with Kelly. And Wednesday, you know we rock Astrology Day. You've got Ron Cole and Kelly. Kelly's got a new baby being born today on my birthday.
Not my grandbaby. Grandbaby. Hey, let's get that right.
That's what I mean. Kelly, does this make number – I see it makes number 4 for you.
No, this will be the 5th grandbaby, actually, because they've got 3. They've got this. My daughter and her husband have a 3-year-old, a 2-year-old, and the baby coming in, and my – son in New Mexico, they have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. So this is the newest. This is number 5.
I thought you were like talking about that. Like, this is like just your one daughter. Was it like 3, 2, 1, and another one coming? And I go, God bless her heart.
Yes, God bless her heart. But I well,
no, five between 2 children. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to tell you, you also got, you know, Wednesday after Ron Cole, and you know, we rock the astrology world. He is going to take calls, actually. We have nobody coming in for him to read. We are going to answer and take calls about basic astrology, anything about suns, moons, planets, anything you want to know, Ron will be here to answer. Also, Thursday, Leslie Jernie's in the house. And she'll be in with Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she starts at 1 o'clock. Leslie gives names, dates. She's clairaudient, clairsentient, clairvoyant, clairevery. She's Claire, Mare, Sayre, Ware. She's Claire everything. And she's there. She's a Claire there, Leslie, if you're listening. And she is Leslie Jernie. And we want to just all give a big shout to Kelly, her grandmother, for the 5th time. And girlfriend, you
Yay!
Rock. You're a great grandmom. I do want to tell you both, get your stuff out because you owe me my birthday present. Everybody, thank you. Thank you for being with us. We love you. We appreciate it. Both Susan and I will be back next week, same time, regular time. Summer hours still exist. You heard I'm sparkling all over, so maybe I just got to fit everything in. But it definitely will be next Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 to 3 with Susan Z. And Wednesday, you know Kelly's in the house with Ron Cole. And next Thursday, we got Annabelle Miller and my Annabelle and Brenda Brand and Leslie will all be
Thursday. The mother and daughter, psychic
mother, daughter.
And Leslie. I mean, that's a powerhouse.
Goodness. That's a powerhouse. I almost had to split it up because I don't know. I mean, I got so much energy on the show. Sometimes I feel like the whole place is going to blow up. But and you know, the mother
so
daughter
put that much Reiki energy together, and it's like, yeah, I think that's why we take Bon Talk down.
And you know, the mother and daughter team, I mean, Annabelle and Brenda, she's a medical intuitive. I mean, she's incredible, Brenda. Unbelievable. She is Susan's family dream seer before Susan butts me in there. But she is actually so fab. Her and her mom were
together. Did you think our audience in any way, shape, or form that I could keep her out?
Hey,
she is now an adopted child.
That's right. I am. And wait, you just said doo-doo. So now you and Melissa are sisters.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Uh-huh.
You are real sisters. I'm a stepsister.
No,
I try not to say
doo-doo. You're the doo-doo sister. But I love you. Kelly, I just want to say thank you. Without you, we can't do these shows. Without you, we'd have to cancel all week. I'm going right now to the chocolate. And
oh, my God. I mean, if it, we don't have
what,
issues
to the
or what.
Yeah. Fataholic. That's what I am going to be. She didn't say anything. Melissa didn't say anything about my waist. I was waiting for her to say, all those sparkles around you make your waist tiny. They're taking all the fat off your legs, waist. But, you know, I do go to the gym. I need it. But
if you
I
can create a calorie-free cake, Bonnie, you'll be rich.
I know it. Well, you know, I could. You paint it on cardboard and you eat it, but nobody is going to buy it. So.
Okay, that
right,
tastes good.
I am
kind of like a magical sensor.
Yes! Well, listen, just as long as it's all sparkles, pink, silver, gold, and white, speakily, sparkly, speakily, sparkly, and then put black all around it. That's my sparkles. But anyway, I got to tell everybody thank you for being with me. Thank you for doing the show with me today, Susan and Kelly. Thank you, Melissa, for calling in and doing the show with me. And for everybody, I hope that you enjoyed it. I know we didn't take any callers, but hey, it's my birthday! And I have to go to eat birthday cake to have a French horn at this place in Apalachicola, Florida, called the Coffee and Chocolate Shop. So thank you again.
Oh, wow.
We'll see everyone tomorrow.
Mm,
Kelly
yum.
Will see everyone tomorrow with Andrew Romine.
We will be taking calls tomorrow.
Yeah, he will be.
We will take calls the rest of the week, guys. Please call in tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll call the rest of the week. I love you. I love you, Susan. I love you, Kelly. Bye.
Thank you, Bonnie. Have an awesome
day.
Bye,
sweetie.
Bye.
Bye. See you guys later. And thanks to all of our chatters, and thanks to everybody in the queue.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Happy anniversary. Oh, yes.
For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid,
and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?"
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you, my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Man.
Easy, boss, you impetuous stubborn.